Welcome to Dead White Guys. I'm your host, Jason Rennie. Thanks for tuning into episode 19 of Dead White Guys. This week we'll be finishing our reading from Golion's reply to Anselm of Canterbury. But before we get down to that, I was thinking of taking the show in a slightly new direction and taking a hiatus from reading Justin Martyr's dialogue with Trifo the Jew. What do you guys think? You can email me, deadwhiteguys@gmail.com, or leave a comment on the blog, deadwhiteguys.blogspot.com. What I was thinking of doing was doing some more short excerpts from a couple of different people. Probably Thomas Aquinas, John Calvin, Averroes, Maimonides, maybe Aristotle and Plato. I'll see how I go. Anyway, on to today's reading. And we're continuing Golion's reply to Anselm of Canterbury. For example, it is said that somewhere in the ocean is an island, which because of the difficulty, or rather the impossibility, of discovering what does not exist, is called the Lost Island. And they say that this island has an inestimable wealth of all manner of riches and delicacies in greater abundance than is told of the islands of the blessed, and that having no owner or inhabitant, it is more excellent than all other countries, which are inhabited by mankind, in the abundance with which it is stored. Now, if someone should tell me that there is such an island, I should easily understand his words, in which there is no difficulty. But suppose that he went on to say, as if by logical inference, you can no longer doubt that this island, which is more excellent than all other lands, exists somewhere, since you have no doubt that it exists in your understanding. And since it is more excellent not to be in the understanding alone, but to exist both in the understanding and in the reality, for this reason it must exist. For if it does not exist, any land which really exists will be more excellent than it, and so the island already understood by you to be more excellent will not be more excellent. If a man should try to prove to me, by such reasoning, that this island truly exists, and that its existence should no longer be doubted, either I should believe that he is jesting, or I know not which I ought to regard as the greater fool. Myself, supposing that I should allow this proof, or him, if he should suppose that he has established with any certainty the existence of this island. For he ought to show first that the hypothetical excellence of this island exists as a real and indubitable fact, and in no way as any unreal object, or one whose existence is uncertain in my understanding. This, in the meantime, is the answer the fool could make to the arguments urged against him. When he is assured, in the first place, that this being is so great, and its non-existence is not even conceivable, and that this in turn is proved on no other ground than the fact that otherwise it will not be greater than all things, the fool may make the same answer and say, when did I say that any such being exists in reality, that is, a greater being than all others? That on this ground it should be proved to me that it also exists in reality to such a degree that it cannot even be conceived not to exist. Whereas in the first place it should be in some way proved that a nature which is higher, that is greater and better than all other natures, exists in order that from this we may then be able to prove all attributes, which necessarily the being that is greater and better than all possesses. Moreover, it is said that the non-existence of this being is inconceivable. It might better be said, perhaps, that its non-existence, or the possibility of its non-existence, is unintelligible. For according to the true meaning of the word, unreal objects are unintelligible, yet their existence is conceivable in the way in which the fool conceived of the non-existence of God. I am most certainly aware of my own existence, but I know, nevertheless, that my non-existence is possible. As to the Supreme Being, moreover which God is, I understand without any doubt both his existence and the impossibility of his non-existence. Whether, however, so long as I am most positively aware of my existence, I can conceive of my non-existence, I am not sure. But if I can, why can I not conceive of the non-existence of whatever else I know with the same certainty? If, however, I cannot, God will not be the only being of which it can be said it is impossible to conceive of his non-existence. Only a short one to finish off the reading this week. Thanks for listening again. If anyone's interested, I have a new podcast that I've started recording, and why this one's a bit late this week. It's called The Sci-Fi Show, and it can be found at thescifishow.blogspot.com, and that's sci-fi with a PH, not an F. Anyway, hopefully you'll give some consideration and send me some feedback on the suggestion to take the show in a slightly different direction in the near future. If you desperately want to hear the end of Justin Martyr's dialogue with Trifo the Jew, please email me and let me know. I'd still like to take the show in a slightly new direction, and I might slow down the production of those episodes, making them every second episode. Anyway, deadwhiteguys@gmail.com or deadwhiteguys.blogspot.com. Send an email or leave a comment. Till next time.